My name is Anne Honeywell. That is spelled H-U-N-N-E-W-E-L-L. And I am from Holderness, New Hampshire. I want to address the social impact that Northern Pass proposal has had on the citizens of New Hampshire. It is outrageous that Hydro-Québec and Eversource have pitted neighbor against neighbor. The previous speaker was an wonderful example. The electricians of New Hampshire want the work that this project supposedly will bring them, and I hope it does. But meanwhile, the people in the tourist industry, as well as conservationists, want to preserve the beauty and grandeur of our state. And then there are the homeowners who want to preserve the value of their homes. It is unconscionable that for sheer greed, Hydro-Québec and Eversource would bring such dissension to a state for 5 years. It is shameful that they would create such upheaval for the sake of money. I'm not against companies making profit. I think they could still make a reasonable profit, yet also end the dissension by burying the line. We are in the 21st century and making important changes in electrical transport. There are 5 states, including one since 1968, which required electric lines be buried for new developments. Why can't Northern Pass be a leader in the technology and show the nation that they are a responsible party in bringing electricity to this nation? There should be no winners or losers in this project. Northern Pass can bring harmony back to this state by simply burying the entire line. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am.